Welcome to the Promethean Perspective, a podcast formulated to engage the world's mindset by respecting all perspectives and defending your own in the process. I'm your host, Emily Rybeck, and I'm thrilled to share my perspective with y'all. Join me as we discover the beauty in the basic, the creativity in the crazy, the simplicity of service, exuberance of existing, and the magnitude of Christ's majesty. We're going to discuss multitudinous topics and challenging viewpoints. By doing so, I hope to empower individuals by encouraging bold perspectives on the many realms of life. So whether you're driving to work, going for a run, or settling down with a nice warm cup of coffee, sit down or stand up, whichever you prefer, and enjoy. Welcome back to the Promethean Perspective. I am your host, Emily, and I would like to send you the most wonderful Easter blessings of this Easter season. So today is actually Easter Tuesday, so it's the Tuesday after Easter, and life has been very beautiful, very crazy, I can't even explain. So I have not put a podcast out in a little while now. I'm sure if you're aware of anything that's going on in the world right now, you can kind of understand why. But I finally thought that I had time to do one. So I went ahead and I was like, yep, we're doing a podcast. So here we are. Firstly, before we begin today's podcast, I want to start off by saying hello to people in Canada. We now officially have listeners in Ontario, which is really awesome. So hello, Canadian listeners. Secondly, I got a notification yesterday that we have listeners in Ireland. How cool is that? Somebody on the other side of the world is listening to the podcast. Not like technically on the other side of the world, but somebody in Europe is listening to the podcast, which is so awesome. So if you are in Ireland, welcome to the Promethean Perspective family. We are so glad to have you here. And I hope you are doing well in the midst of this Easter season. So a lot's been happening lately, and I can kind of assume why. I guess you could say my listening rate has gone up is because people are at home. Why are we at home? Because we're all quarantined. Why are we quarantined? Because of the coronavirus. This has been something that has really taken off. So the last that I would have recorded this podcast, that I would have recorded a podcast, this whole COVID-19 outbreak would not have even been a thought in my mind at the time that I recorded the last one. We actually had just gone to New York for my grandfather's funeral, who passed away at the beginning of March. And we went up, I think it was like March 10th or something. And that same week that we got back, things just really spun out of control. It was like around that week of like March 10th to the 13th, things just really started to escalate really fast and change really quickly. And there was like, you know, the regulations that there was no more than 50 people, and then it was no more than 10 people, and then, you know, there was no church, there's no school, and so everything's basically at a standstill right now, and it's just been such a crazy change. I mean, not really for me, just because I am homeschooled, and I tend to be home most of the time anyways, and we are agricultural. And so, like, we have a lot going on in that regard. So we're usually home most of the time anyways. So not that much has changed for our family. Definitely, like, activities, extracurriculars, work, precautions, shopping, resources, everything like that has definitely changed. And I have to just applaud my parents for being so on top of things and being so awesome. And, like, my dad, his protective wear that he wears every day to work, no matter how humiliating it may be, he's just so dedicated to protecting our family. And then my mom right alongside of him, making sure everything that comes into the house is desanitized, and it's got a whole like quarantine process. And like, it's just their willingness to just like, yeah, this is the situations, what are we going to do about it? I guess just pulling themselves really up by the bootstraps when everybody else is kind of faltering has been really remarkable and really hopeful to see in these kind of times. So I just have to applaud my parents for everything that they've been doing. So my sister actually came home from school early because she's, I'm sure as you know, the colleges are actually all, I guess you could say, shut down. I mean, some of them have online stuff going on, but like the dorms and stuff like that are pretty much all closed and off limits right now. So Grace got out of Ohio, where she was at school, just before they put the state restrictions where people can't come in or out of states. So fortunately, she was able to get home before any of that happened. But then even when she came home, she was in quarantine before she could be with the rest of the family because, you know, she was had been out of the house. So, but we're all good. None of us are infected thus far. We are all safe and we've been staying on the property. So I've been here on the farm since the beginning of March, so like that first week or second week of March, I guess you could say, I've been here. I've not gone anywhere, and I'm blessed to be healthy and alive and have a wonderful family that is with me and is alive and healthy. And I just have to say, there's been throughout these past few weeks, there's been these like realizations, I guess, that a lot of people have been having about their priorities and like their time at home and like what are they supposed to be doing, and like, hey, like, what actually matters in the midst of everything that I'm doing? Like, I guess it gives people a lot of time to just realize, you know, what their priorities actually are, what they're actually putting their time towards. And I think that was a really beautiful thing, actually, to encounter during Lent. Like, I know that none of this situation is ideal, really, for any of us. But I think that the time that this whole corona thing broke out, I think in correspondence, I guess you could say, to like the Lenten season, it really did invigorate the season a lot more. I mean, as Catholics, which I am, we were not able to go to Mass or receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, or receive confession, or any of those kind of spiritual or religious practices that we usually take a part in, especially during Lent. We usually really make a lot more sacrifices, and we usually participate a lot more in church activities and stuff during the Lenten season. It was like we weren't able to do that as much anymore, and so we were like watching Mass on EWTN and participating as much as we could there, but it was like a spiritual desert that we really had to go through and are still going through. We're finding different ways to cope with it and make things workable and really just staying close to our Lord during these uncertain times. But it really did enhance that Lenten season. It really did make you feel like you were right alongside Christ in the desert during those 40 days, and making those, I guess you could say, just realizations that like, this may be a new reality. Like, this, things may not go back to the way they ever were. I don't personally think things ever will go back to the way they were. And even if things do return to quote unquote the norm anytime soon, it's not going to happen anytime soon. For sure. It's going to be a really long process than any of us are anticipating. Just because, you know, right now there's just such an uncertainty. Uncertainty can be very discouraging and depressing and scary for all of us. But I think the main thing to realize right now that if we're all, you know, I'm assuming everybody here is that's listening is alive. I may be wrong, but I'm almost pretty sure that I'm right. That everybody listening to this podcast is alive and has something to be thankful for, because you are breathing, you are living, whether you have the virus, whether you don't, whether you have the resources to survive the virus, whether you don't, whether you can go to church, whether you can't, whether you can go outside, whether you can't, whether you have family that's affected by this or whether you don't. I think everybody has a reason to be grateful. And during this time, let us not give in to despair. Let us cling to our hope, which is Jesus Christ. Let us realize that He holds every single thing in His hand, and that He has a plan and a purpose. And even though I think it's a lot easier, well, obviously it is, it's always a lot easier to accept His will in times where we can kind of see the outcome, or we can kind of understand the motivation or the situation. But when things are uncertain, it leads us to doubt. And doubt is, I guess, one of the largest tricks that the devil plays on us. It messes with us. It allows us to fall into this, I guess, thought that God's not who He says He is. And something that I've been kind of dwelling on in the midst of this whole outbreak, I guess you could say, socially, economically, health-wise, is that God kind of seems to be silent. And what I mean by this is, I was reading this book. Hold on. A bug on my hand. it's a beautiful day out, just in case you were wondering. I'm soaking up the vitamin D outside right now. So a bug landed on my hand. And I was like, oh, okay, hello. Anyways, I was reading this book called Silence. I don't remember the first name. I think it was Suzaki Endo. And it's this story about this priest who went to Japan during Christian persecutions, and he realized that, like, as a priest in Japan, like, the Christian peasants, they lived basically in hopes of dying. Like, they had complacency with death, and because the lives that they lived under taxation and the government and restrictions were not pleasant for them at all. So they basically lived every day looking forward to dying, and they were not afraid of persecutions or anything, because where they would go after this life was more appealing to them than anything that they were having to face right now. And the priest was, like, the only link to the church for these Christians, because, you know, a priest comes every once in a blue moon, and, you know, more than likely they're going to get caught and persecuted, and then the Christians are left without a leader or a priest to confess their sins to or to give them baptism. So I was reading this book, and he was saying that, like, the priest was kind of doing the narrative that, like, in the midst of all these prayers and these pleas of the peasants and all these kind of hard times, like, God seems to remain silent. Like, you don't see God punishing the persecutors or coming down to save these people or anything like that. He's like, God seems silent. But I think this is kind of applicable even today's situation, that, like, it may feel like God is really silent right now. Like, it may feel like we can't hear any kind of hope or any kind of comfort from our Lord. He seems really quiet. But I think in that quietness, there's this innocence, there's this assuredness of trust, trusting the unknown, because God is in everything. God is never going to desert us. And you know how there's this saying that's like, there's always the quiet before the storm, or the calm before the storm? I think the same is, like, true for right now. Like, I think because things are really silent and uncertain, I think it's maybe a calmness before a storm. And I think it's a perfect time to realize that and prepare ourselves, you know, have deeper moments of deeper reflection, and really just practicing an absurd amount of trust. Like, just realizing we are not in control here, and there are always going to be things that we can't control, but what are we going to do with that knowledge? I know this is really hard, and my heart goes out to every one of these listeners here on the Promethean Perspective that are affected by this virus, which I'm sure we're all in some way affected by this virus. And I just want you to know that I am praying for you, and that our Lord is here. And even though he seems silent, his greatness is reverberating throughout the world. He will never abandon us, and he is right alongside of us fighting this, just like the rest of us. And we need to definitely just take a moment to reflect on that truth, that this isn't a defining moment of who we are. This isn't all or nothing, I guess you could say. This is just another stepping stone on this journey that we call life. And if we survive it, then we keep walking, we keep doing the next stepping stones. But either way, God's never going to abandon us. And that can't just be a truth that we say. It has to be a truth that we cling to, especially when we have nothing else to, because we are definitely in the midst of a storm. But there's ways to survive a storm. I would love to know how all of you are doing, and I hopefully everybody is surviving this and making the best of it, and using this quarantine time or time of silence or just different time schedule and stuff like that to delve into maybe a little bit of scripture or a wonderful book to read or more prayer time or reorganization of your life or reevaluating your priorities and stuff like that. Definitely make the most of it. I've certainly been doing the same, and I would highly encourage you to do it. It makes this whole time more bearable, and it gives you a lot of patience and prudence and fortitude. So yeah, let me know what you guys are up to. You can definitely reach out to me with any prayers, any feedback at mothermary.com, and let me know how you guys are holding up. I truly am praying for all of you, dear brothers and sisters, and I wish the very best for all of us. We must remember to keep our heads up and to keep going. We look at our Lord. He was crucified, but before he was even crucified, you know, he was beaten and he was scourged and he was kicked by soldiers and he was crowned with the thorns, and that didn't keep him down. He got back up. You know, on the way to Calvary, he fell down He got back up. He fell down again and again, and both times he got back up. You know, even when his very last breath was exhaled from his body on that cross, he rises 3 days later. He gets back up. Christ kept getting back up again and again for us, and we're presented with that very same opportunity right now, in our own time, in our own space, to get back up, no matter what the trial is. So if you feel like you've fallen, feel like you can't or do anymore, remember Christ got back up for you. Would you be willing to do the same for him? Because now is your chance to show it. I pray very deeply for every single one of you that you are all doing well and that you are remaining in the precious arms of our Lord and realizing that we are in this joyous Easter season. I guess, sorry. I knew that I was going to mess up my words at one point or another, and here it was. But I truly pray that you are embracing the joyous season of Easter that we are currently in. We're Easter Tuesday and our Lord is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. Our Lord is risen. He has come. He's risen from the dead, and he will take us hand in hand and help us to rise. Thank you so much for listening. And again, hello to our listeners in Ireland. It was so wonderful to have you. And I pray that everybody's doing well. Until I hear from you again, and until the next podcast, may God bless you sincerely. And may you remain ever close to his precious grasp as he clings to you and you cling to him. God bless.